are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
Okay, so Two Hands to Heaven has advanced to one of my favorite songs off the album.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very pretty song. It reminds me, not like that they're similar, but it has the same vibe for me as EXO. Like, it just makes me want to be in love.
I don't like EXO.
I know a lot of people don't like EXO, but that's because y'all don't have no taste.
I'll take that. I mean, I just don't like being bored for 3 minutes of a song, so
it's
I usually turn it off.
It's...
I don't like being bored. It's boring.
Search through the crowd. Your face is all that I see. That song makes me cry, like, every time.
I bet, bitch. It's just, y'all always want to be sad. Y'all listen to Adele songs, sad songs. Y'all listen to fucking Lana Del Rey, sad songs. Who else? Lord, sad songs. Who else makes sad songs that y'all like? Fucking Mary J. Blige.
I listen to Lord or,
Lana.
The other one. I know a couple of their songs.
Yeah. All sad songs.
I love Mary J. Blige.
Sad girl. But when she got happy, y'all didn't want to play her music no more. Y'all are so fickle.
My favorite Mary J. Blige fickle. Song is Enough Crying. Turned your back and back, I came running. But the simple fact is that you ain't want me. Done enough lying and crying to myself. Nothing left to do but move. What else could I do? Believe I believe that you will marry me. But now I got a breeze. I bees with LT when you come to your senses. But then it's too late. It's always
record the podcast.
With the bees
record.
On the hill. Giuseppe's on the hill. Should have marked Jacob Fifi back me when you had me. Next, do the gladly. Pick up where you left off. Ice me, wife me. You ain't gonna have me crying. Crying.
You know what song I've been playing all week?
What?
I'm All About My Whammables. See?
See?
I'm All About My Whammables.
Hello, hello. I like Percocets. I like to keep,
like
hitting,
to keep hitting in my Birkin bag.
Hey. Damn, I'm a hurting bag. It's showtime, bitch. Time to break a leg.
Yeah, she was in her bag. Like, when yesterday, you know, you just have a good day. The weather's nice. Everything's, like, feeling good. That song randomly came on. I was like, this is a bop. This is a jam. Nikki, okay, so I was talking to somebody else about this week. I really enjoy when artists talk their shit on songs. Like, all my favorite songs are when artists are, like, talking their shit. Whether it's, like, nasty shit or, like, popping their shit. Like, that's why, like, Bitch Better Have My Money is one of my favorite Rihanna songs. She's like, I'm tired of the bullshit. I'm calling you out. When Beyonce released Upgrade You, I loved Upgrade You because Upgrade You was just like, she like, bitch, I'm here too. What's up?
And because, you know, like, Bow Down?
Yes, I do. I like those songs where people are like, if any song where somebody's, like, talking shit and, like, standing on it, turn your wig around, Effie, standing on it, I'm here for it.
I definitely get what you're saying. Nikki is best, like, she be with, when you can tell that Nikki's in the studio just flowing and she not really thinking about the bars too much, that's when she make her best raps, I think. Like, when
look at y'all niggas
songs where you can looking ass, like, you can tell, like, she was niggas? Just like running and not really even thinking too hard about the words they were coming out.
That is the quintessential Nicki song for me. Because it's like, Nicki, the production on it's amazing. The flow of it is top notch for me. The fucking, like, the material, the lyrics, everything. That's like, when I say, like, I know everybody got, like, their Nicki song that they love. Save Me and Looking Ass are like easily in my top five. Because Save Me will make me cry and jump off a bridge. So.
Save me. You gotta sing it like she on the brick.
Save me. Yes.
One of my friends thinks Right Through Me is Nicki's best song. How do you feel about that?
I like Right Through Me, but it's like, I feel like it's unclimatic.
Anticlimatic?
Yeah, anticlimatic. Yeah, it's not, it doesn't have like that one big part where it's just like, boom, like you building up all this to get through, like, then Chris Brown
well,
comes on.
At the end, she do, you see right, how do you do that?
I like that part, but that's not, that's like, it's like, it's the build up all the way to me. Then it's like, okay, like, no, I like the, boom, then we stay with there for a little bit, then we can drop it down, we can get to the fucking, like, it's good. Like I like those. It's totally random. This is so random.
Well, speaking of entertainment, what are three or four of your movies or shows that best represent your taste? And I know you say you didn't think about this, but that's why, you know, I just sprung it.
I thought I was gonna have a little more time. I only have one that I know for sure. Like, I feel like movie wise, this is gonna sound so corny, but it's like movie wise, it's probably like 50 First Dates. Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore. She loses her memory, and he's like falling in love. She has to fall in love with him every day, all over again, after they initially meet. So they initially meet on the island or whatever. If y'all haven't seen the movie,
spoil the movie for me.
Yeah, 100%. You're not gonna watch anyway. You never watch any of my suggestions. I don't expect you to start there.
I would. I like rom coms.
Okay, well, I'll let you watch it then. And when you watch it, come back to me and tell me what it's about.
I mean, I'm not pressed to watch it, so you.
Exactly. So, exactly. And so, but yeah, I like that. I like King of the Hill. I think King of the Hill is the mindlessly. TV show? Mm-hmm.
It's so strange. Nobody likes that show. I mean, I don't hate it, but it's like.
I love it.
King of the Hill is like one of my favorite cartoons.
Love it. South Park and wrestling.
Okay.
Cause I'm a little bit dirty. South Park is like really like tongue in cheek funny. I like tongue in cheek jokes. 50 First Dates is kind of like really soft, and I like people to prove that they actually like me. And so somebody falling in love with you 100 times is like really soft. King of the Hill, I like that. It's just so like country and like not perfect, and it's just kind of like this really grungy comedy about like fucking life. Like I was watching a clip the other day, and. Peggy Hill, she's like a Spanish substitute teacher, if you guys don't watch King of the Hill. She's like a Spanish substitute teacher. And she's talking to this little girl, this little foreign exchange student who was like lost or something. And she's like translating to her son what the little Spanish girl is saying. And she's not translating anything properly. And she's like, the little Spanish girl, she's like, something, something, mama. And then Peggy Hill looks over at her. She's like, and then she looks over at Bob. She's like, she's claiming I'm her mama now. She wants me to be her mama. And the little girl's like, the little girl like speaks in Spanish, and they got the caption on the bottom. She's like, bitch, you better not be speaking about my mama. And I'm just like, it's shit like that. It's just like, I like those little funny moments. But what are yours?
Home.
Okay.
The movie, I know it's like Home is like one of those movies, like if you know, you know, if you don't, you don't. Home, starring Rihanna and what's his name from Big Bang Theory. Love that movie down. I mean, I cry every time I watch it, like I've never seen it before.
We went to see that together. No, I feel like we talk about we rewind this every time we talk about this movie.
I don't think me and you ever went to see that. I went to go see that with a man because me and him liked that movie.
I went to go see with a man too, but I didn't. It wasn't.
I feel like we do always have this argument because I think yes. We went together and then maybe we went separately with our niggas. I don't know.
I think so because it was legit.
Or
like,
maybe we was on that double date. We did.
It was me, you,
and our others.
Yes, and then I feel like that's what happened. And then you went again after, and you saw it again. Cause I feel like you texted me and was like, "I'm about to go see Home again." That's probable. I feel like that's what happens. But because when you like something, you really like something.
Yeah, that movie gets me in my feels. The Office.
Oh, so good. That's a good one.
I don't want to be corny and throw in Schitt's Creek and Parks and Rec, but I mean that
throws it out. PNR is good. Let me say,
I'll do Home. I'll do Flavor of Love. I'll do Family Guy, and I'll do The Office.
Okay, so you're corny, but you're funny, but you're witty, and you're kind of emotional.
Toilet comedy, and I like I think that's what they call it. It's like toilet comedy. It's a term for that, but it's like. That bullshit ass humor that's not really funny. It's not intellectually funny. It's just like, ha ha, look what he did, kind of funny.
You know? It's on the nose funny. Like, it's like situational based comedy that, like, unless you've been in that situation, like, unless, like, you, everybody's worked, well, I won't say everybody, most people worked in an office. So, like, seeing, like, their interactions, like, you automatically recall to, like, somebody that you work with in the office that reminds you of someone. And in Parks and Recreation, I just always, like, that is... So, I don't know if I told a story on
here. Leslie Knope is my idol.
Queen. That is queen. That is queen. Like, Leslie Knope is, like, the idol, like, fucking representation of someone caring too much. Like, she is, like, that person. Like, she cares too much. And so, I be feeling her. Like, I be like, girl, I care too much, too, about shit that I probably, that nobody else probably gives a holy fuck about. But I'm just like, I'm here, and I'm crying, and I'm emotional about it. Save the parks. So, yeah. What are some of y'all movies? Leave a comment or something. Let us know which shows or movies y'all like, too. Don't fucking forget.
You want to do this other topic? The $1 million?
Yeah. Okay, so, I was just, like, bored, and I was just like... I don't know. I don't even remember where I found this from, but whatever. So, if you had $1 million today, like, would you want would you want $1 million today or $50 million in 3 years?
Use that $1 million to buy a speech therapist.
Okay, bitch, easy. Bitch, this fat tongue dragon.
3 years is not far from now. Give or take, like, you know, you might be able to survive 3 years, depending on if we go to war with China and Russia, or if, you know, an earthquake suddenly shakes the planet like it did in New York City randomly, or, you know, if a meteor finally is timed right and it finally strikes the earth and ends all of humanity. You never know. So with that being said, I'm taking the $1 million today. I don't give a fuck if I'm broke in 3 years. I need $1 million now. Now, I know that's not the good way to think, but now, listen, I got a business plan, okay? We sitting on it right now. So $1 million can take us far. We gonna make that 50 back.
Okay, that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, $1 million a day, like if it hits my bank account as soon as I sign on the dotted line, y'all never have to worry about me again. I'm out y'all way. I'll get on this podcast. I'm gonna have a list just all positive shit. Like, it's just like, that would be the world for me. Like, can you imagine?
Money doesn't buy happiness. My depression will be cured, sweetie.
Okay, bitch. Y'all ain't seen happiness until I got $1 million in my hand.
Now, I will say, once that million turned into $999,999, I'm gonna be sad again. Because it's like, damn, now I'm broke.
Okay, you spent $1, now it's over with. You said, bitch, back to lockdown. I'm scared of the comet again.
Well, speaking of lists, I'm going to go ahead and get mine out the way.
Here we go.
It's very quick. First up on the list, that funky doghead bitch, Caitlyn Jenner. You funky white wench. I don't like you. Nobody likes you. And you better be lucky that we accept all the girls in the community. But that don't mean you're less of a dumb bitch because you're a part of the community.
Did you call her a German Shepherd?
Basically, she might as well be.
Okay, woof. That's so sad. What's she do?
So Easter was Sunday. Trans Day of Visibility is every March 31st. It has been for like 15 years. Mm-hmm. President Joe Biden made the statement to the country that today is Trans Day of Visibility. But just so happened, it also happens to be Easter. So all of the conservatives and the evangelicals and the right wing and all the Christians, like, how dare you declare this day Trans Day? First of all, it's not our fault that the calendar, people who made up the calendar, decided that Easter was going to move every year. Okay? I just learned.
I have a sidebar about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I also don't like... This is gonna sound so bad. There's no, like, when you're celebrating these religious holidays, I feel like you should just take more into account the purpose behind them and not the dates. Because Easter moves so fucking much. God didn't wake up. I'm sorry. That's in my Lord and Savior.
Religious people don't think that way. People who believe in God understand.
Yeah, like, it's the purpose. Like, no, that's not how it works. So,
but another aside about that is, like, I learned that based on, I guess, some people say, I don't know really the real true details, but a lot of people say Easter is like a pagan holiday. It's based on like the Gregorian calendar. I don't know what none of that stuff means. That's just what I saw on the internet when I looked it up. But basically, Easter is based on the moon, and they do that so that it doesn't interfere with Passover. Anyway, I say all that to say, Caitlyn Jenner was tweeting, talking about some Joe Biden, how dare you, da 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 da. And then they pulled the receipts of this bitch celebrating Trans Day of Visibility March 31st, 2017. So, bitch, did you know today was Trans Day of Visibility? Trans Day of Visibility today? Yes or no?
Yeah, we need to get that million.
Funky tech kid, bitch.
We need to get that $1 million. We need. To-
I can't. I cannot stand a bitch that work against their own self interest. You're a whole trans woman, and you are just not supportive of trans rights. Never has been since you've been in the game, and that's because mentally you're still a white man. Next up on my list is
that was a bar, bitch. That's nasty. Ooh.
Fuck her. Next up on the list is my apartment complex, because how fucking dare y'all? How dare y'all? They sent us an email a couple hours ago, so this is a fresh add to the list. Talking about some, they get charged like $255 per overflown dumpster. Now, is it our fault that y'all don't have enough dumpsters to accommodate, I don't know how many, 400 some units? Or is it your fault? Then they gonna. But the part that got me is they're gonna say, "Well, if we keep getting these overflow fees, we're gonna have to like add them to your utility charges." Why are we getting charged for y'all not having enough dumpsters for the community? Go to hell.
I don't understand how that works. Because
they want us to break boxes down, crush the plastic just to make the bag smaller. That's not our problem. We should not. You all should have more dumpsters so you don't get charged by the city for having overflow.
Or if they didn't want to be cheap, they could just give like valet garbage service so everybody can just have like
valet garbage, which is another reason why I'm not understanding why y'all are blaming us for doing. We literally pay for valet garbage. They come pick our garbage up from in front of our doors. If the dumpsters outside are overflown, what's the word I just used?
Overflowing. Bitch, that's why I said we gotta get that $1 million. That's, we need to get those speech classes together, bitch. We gotta go. Let's go.
Dumpsters outside owned by the city are overflowing because y'all don't have enough dumpsters to accommodate the size of this building. That is should not trickle down to us. That's not our problem.
That's more of like a city municipal issue than y'all issue, because they're responsible for the outside garbage.
It's their issue, because what they also said in the email is that they're gonna get more dumpsters. So y'all know it's y'all issue.
So what they got to do with us then? If y'all already took the blame for it, my lawyers will be in contact.
I don't like the current leasing manager. I think she's a bitch. First time I officially met her, she was a bitch. The last time I went in there to talk to somebody, she walked right past me and spoke to another resident. So I don't know. What the bitch must know something about me or something. I don't know. I don't.
She probably heard the podcast. She said that's a dirty faggot right there. But also,
low down monkey with a wig on.
Oh my god. I also like, I don't like when you like sign a lease to, I mean, I guess it's out of your control, but like when they switch over management at an apartment complex, everything changes. Everything. Like nothing's the same. So it's just like, bitch, that's not technically what I signed up for originally, and I know that's like out of y'all control, but I feel like they should just hold themselves to certain contracts that are already in place for certain shit. Like, bitch, I don't care about none of that shit. I care about what I signed for and what I got going on. Apartment complexes are a scam.
Well, welcome to this podcast. This is not a scam. It's your favorite dose of sluttiness and wholesomeness at the same time. This is the Boys Next Door. We are your gracious hosts. I am Blackberry.
And I'm the wholesome Ken Lush.
One thing we don't do on this podcast is lie, so I think you should retract that statement that you just made.
I'm the wholesome Ken Lush.
Okay. Well, I think you guys should follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod. By the way, thanks for 1,000 followers. It only took 5 years.
Ungrateful cunt. You are such a bitch. Such a bitch. Maxine cutting up already, child.
To be fair, though, once we got consistent with the Instagram, the followers climbed pretty quickly, to be fair.
Yeah, we were kind of lazy at first. I don't blame y'all. That's why the Twitter just sitting there, just inactive. She don't get used. She just there to collect dirt. And when I feel like randomly posting a BND podcast on Twitter, that is the official Twitter handle. So make sure you go follow.
I need to take over that Twitter.
I feel like you should. I feel like you should. I don't know if you should. Never mind, bitch. We want to keep.
Because you know I'm cursed. It's going to get suspended as soon as I log in.
Bitch, and then somehow you're going to get that page suspended. They're going to suspend all of the rest of mine somehow for being tired.
Yeah,
like,
that's just. Okay, yeah, don't. That's
not. I just don't be thinking about it until, like, I randomly see, like, I'm like, why do I have 40 notifications? And then it's, like, all, like, things from, like, the Twitter, but whatever the fuck the Twitter shit is, it's from now. I'm like, it's not even for me, so I'm just checking up, like, whatever, bye.
Follow us on the YouTube, subscribe rather, at Boys Next Door Pod. Thank you to all those subscribers. Thank you guys who comment on stuff. I really like that you guys do that. We love that so much. Should they follow? Oh, we are now on YouTube Music. I should have announced that last week. But if you use YouTube Music,
we're there.
I mean, I guess I don't know anybody that does, but one of
the hood
listeners suggested that we should do that. I didn't even know it was a thing until you said so. So we are now on YouTube Music.
A lot of my collection of DDT, but when my DDT, when they do make it past the threshold and can come over, that's the first thing they usually go to. They usually go to Apple Music and listen to shit on there.
Apple Music or YouTube Music?
I mean YouTube Music.
I guess it's a thing. I guess people pay for it. I don't know. The good thing about it, though, is like you can just watch the podcast from that app as well. So,
hey, we'll take
congratulations.
It.
Congratulations.
As long as y'all tuning in.
Yeah, welcome to the show. How's your life been?
Did you know we're in retrograde?
We in something.
I've been emotional.
A lot of dookie.
Yeah, I've been real emotional. Like last week was a lot more emotional than this week. I feel like this week I was just kind of like, I won't say purging a lot. I was just kind of like trying to mentally get myself in a place where I'm just like, everything's everything. Everything's going to work out. You shouldn't be stressed about shit you can't control. And constantly trying to remind myself about that, because I feel like oftentimes like you fixate on the shit that you can't control more than the shit that you can. And I feel like that throws you off from like what you need to be really focused on. And so this week I've been like praying a lot more and just like asking God to just like purge. I want him to purge anything that's not serving me. I want him to purge anything in my spirit that's like not serving me in like the long run of things. And so like I feel like shit has been falling apart. People have been disappearing. But like it's made a lot more clear about who's actually there for me and who should be around. And so I'm grateful for that. Other than that, I've been having like I've been almost cutting off my hair every fucking day. Like every day I wake up, I'm like, bitch,
why?
Just end it. But I'm like trying to grow it out, man. And this shit is so fucking hard. Like growing your hair is like an entirely different process than anything else you can possibly grow. Other than if you're like trying to like grow out your asshole to push out a rosebud. But like the hair process of that, let's see. I knew that to get the girls listening. Rosebud. Scooby Snacks? But I like legit, like it's just like, I like being very together. I don't like always having to wear hats. I don't like always having to like cover my hair up or anything like that.
Do you get liners or do you line yourself up?
I line myself up, but it's also just kind of like my hair is in that awkward stage between Moesha's dad and looking like Florida Evans. So I'm trying to make
sure. Do you know, you should probably get a taper on the sides. That usually cleans it up very well.
Okay. Well, it's between that or cutting it off.
Do you have your own taper?
No. So I was going to get a barber to do it because I don't have time to mess up my hair because, bitch, you thought I was wearing a hat before. Y'all ain't seen hats yet. I just bought a really cute hat.
When I haven't been to a barber in
forever, because you were the first person I know that actually like cut their own hair, and I was like, you do this faithfully, and it's really good.
Yeah, I started cutting my hair in 2018, and I remember because I had a trip to Miami, and my barber flaked on me, and I was like, never again, and I never went back.
You learned on YouTube?
YouTube and trial and error. So my very first haircut is still up on Instagram. I should repost it. It actually came out very nice. Everybody was like, once I told everybody I cut my hair, they was like, "What you did? It was looking so nice." But then after that, I was fucking up my hair a lot. And I went back at old pictures. And I was like, "That was a bad haircut," and nobody said nothing to me. But now I know what I'm doing.
My
hair, like learning how to taper, I was going through trial and error with that. But
see. That's why I don't have patience for trial and error. I need it done right the first time, okay? I want people like, first of all, I'm kind of like, I won't say cross-eyed, but my eyes aren't that strong, and like my face is uneven. So I need somebody else purposely looking at me directly straight across and like able to like fix shit up. Because the way I look at it, if I cut it wrong, I'm cutting it all off. And I'd rather not go through the full.
Sometimes you gotta go bald.
See, and I don't want to be bald again. I was bald for like two. You know, I go through phases. I was platinum blonde for a little bit, blonde for the rest of the time, but yada yada yada. So, we'll see. How about you? How was your week been, sugar?
But just on that note, and then I'm gonna do something else, and then I'm gonna tell you about my week. But the last time I had her haircut was in 2020 by somebody else. It was 5'2".
Puerto Rican now, or black?
He was black.
Okay.
But now, like, I wish I was just like, okay, was just like spending money on myself. Because I just feel like I just do everything. I retwist my own hair. I do everything myself. Like, anything that you see in my head is done by me. And if it look a mess, it's my fault. You know what I'm saying? I need to get back to, like, you know,
pampering
myself a little bit. Yeah. I want to add to my list.
Quick question. Okay, so like, what do you do to treat yourself? Like, so after you worked all week and you like, you get paid whenever you get paid, like, how do you, what do you do for yourself? Eat?
Nothing.
Like, get some food?
I need to start doing it. I feel like food is a necessity. Y'all don't consider that
treat. Yeah, yourself. Okay. I get
but,
that.
But, I don't know. When I do my own nails and stuff, I feel like that's treating myself, but it's like, it's so, like, I do it myself.
Self-serving.
I haven't had my nails done professionally since I was like 21, you know, it's been a long time. But anyway, we was talking about the Rosebud and you said something about Scooby-Doo and that reminded me about this bitch that came to the club last weekend. I meant to put her on my list and her Scooby-Doo t-shirt with a
tongue
blue and white and black camo like vest suit. So it was like the vest was blue and white camo and the shorts was blue and white camo. And she had her hair in a big puff and she had on big furry black boots. And this bitch was in the club mean mugging everybody, making faces at all the gays. So bitch, don't you ever bring your funky ass back down to the Montrose and 2.0 and Crocker looking like you looking like the fuck you looking, making faces at people. This is why the gays don't like straight girls in the club, because y'all be acting fucking weird.
I don't like straight girls in gay settings in general because they don't always grasp it unless they're like one of those, a fag hag. If you're a fag hag, you get it. You know the lingo. You know how shit go. You accustomed to it.
Like, you're either Kathy Griffin or just hilarious on a scale of not homophobic to a fucking transphobe, okay? You're either one of the two.
That's a good scale. I like that scale. And so, like, there's no in between. And so, like, a lot of straight girls, like, in gays, y'all need to start telling your girls what the fuck is up when they go to the club. Because
they have to behave.
Exactly. Like, there's some decorums. There's some rules. I know we may suck a little dick in the bathroom and get fucked beside our car on the way in. But still, when we get inside there, we don't have time for your games. We don't have time for your faces. We don't have time for your judgment. We came there to shake our ass and get loose. It is not a classy party.
If you want
to
be stanking with your nose up, go take that shit down to the Piggly Wiggly straight club, okay?
Okay, go to Applebee's. Go to Applebee's.
The things you've lied about. Listen up, Bigfoot, because she definitely had on them big furry ass boots looking like Bigfoot. And she was short. Bitch, you a whole... almost offended a whole section of the LGBTQ community, so I'm going to move on.
Here we go.
My week was...
Black hilarious.
I'm glad it's over. You know, ever since I stopped tuning into The Breakfast Club, you notice I haven't brought up that girl name because I can't think of anything stupid she's done. So, it's okay. I'm glad she's
off my radar. We like that.
My week was fine. I'm glad it's over. I might go out tomorrow. I don't know.
Hey.
Yeah. Nothing interesting really happened. I'm back swiping on them apps.
Okay. Have you gotten any good...
More so, I was telling my friend Ricky, like, I'm back on the apps now because... I'm just doing it for the plot.
Oh, okay. You never know. That's how it goes. So, like, you're, like, mindlessly swiping, and you find your husband, and then now you're singing love songs to him. I love you like XO! XO!
If a man can make me feel like two hands to heaven, he might be the one.
How do you want your next guy to make you feel?
Like a slut. And then I can see if I like him.
Here we go. We're dating backwards again. The gays.
We might as well. What's the use of dating it and everybody's just out here getting on my damn nerves? Just might be a hoe. What am I missing?
I'm not saying you wrong now. But what I am going to say is, I don't want every nigga to be walking around saying that they fucked me either. I don't enjoy that. I don't enjoy that type of attention. Like being in, like being somewhere and having like people be like, "Oh, I smashed them already." It'd be like, "Damn, like, can I announce it first? I got a full podcast. Let me say it." And niggas are quick to be like, put titles on a bottom's pussy. Like, you don't own this shit. Like, and then they try to cock block. These niggas, let me tell you something. Y'all know I be like, I mainly, like, okay, whatever. Don't do that face. Guys talk, like, tops and verse and all them shit and the DLs, they talk a lot more than the bottoms. So sometimes you be like, you be thinking that these, like, tops, they like, oh, they chill. They not talking about shit. They not on shit. Like, they cool. They be the ones who go and they in the group chat just like the bottoms be in the group chat telling their all the business. The verse and the tops, they worse. Because, bitch, they will post your pictures. They'll post your videos. They'll post screenshots from what you said and what you didn't say. And then they'll just conversate. And then the fucking top verse number one and top verse number two is like, well, bitch, I don't want this slut no more. That ain't my type. And then they'll pass over to top verse number two. And then you'll wait 2 weeks. You'll wonder why his friend in your inbox. Because he didn't tell you. You didn't give up that box already. I ain't got time to be no show and tell ass bottom. I want to make sure that the niggas that I show ain't telling shit. And it ain't, you ain't telling shit, bitch. Because you don't want to talk about your fucking nigga getting fucked in the ass all fucking day. How good and tight and creamy this fucking pussy is. Like, it doesn't serve you anything. So I don't date backwards. I date so you could put a name on it. Put a name on it. Put a name just on it.
To be clear, there's not a whole lot of people that can say they fucked me.
I'm not. But oh, that's not what I was saying.
I know that's not what you're saying. I'm just making it clear to the girls out there. Yeah. Because okay? I know.
Because they'll run with it. They'll run with it.
This podcast, you would think that both of us are slurring around town.
We're not. Actually. We're boring, okay?
But
even though.
I mean, you get more action than I do. So somebody might.
My niggas don't talk though. They can't talk.
And that's where I was getting at. Like, anybody I mess with is not really that type of girl.
Yeah, my niggas can't talk. What you gonna do? Tell your girlfriend that you was over my house? No.
Like, of course they might tell their friends. It's like you gonna tell your friends, but it's like they not gossiping. And I don't typically attract those type of people. So I don't think anybody has ever really done that to me. And I can't say I've given my pussy to anybody who's just been like.
Messy.
Chatty Patty.
Chatty Patties are the worst. Like, I hate a Chatty Patty ass nigga. Like, I don't fuck with that. It's something about, like, a nigga, like, feeling the need to tell everybody he's fucking with me or fucking with anybody in general. Cause I mean, like, if you'll brag about fucking the next bitch, you'll brag about fucking me too. And I don't like all that shit. I don't, like, that is kind of what turns me off from a lot of niggas. I don't like the messy shit. I don't like, I know everybody be like, sassy behavior, me. It's deeper than sassy behavior. That's like childish shit. Like, fucking and sex and shit like that takes an amount of maturity that a lot of these niggas don't have. And I'm not trying to wait to figure out if you're mature enough, like, after I fuck to realize if I made a mistake or not. No, nigga. We keep this shit on lockdown. You gonna put an investment on this pussy. How much you invest in?
How much you invest in? I'm gonna light my blunt to invest in my time into being a hoe this summer, though. I say all that to say that. Because
I just might be a hoe.
This goes into one of our topics on the list. What does it say? Oh, what are some positive things you've learned about dating? I don't know if this is positive. I couldn't see from over. I don't know.
I said we are having a rough time today. Which my eyes are.
I don't know if this is a positive, but what I have learned about myself as I light my blunt is. First of all, I'm learning more about my chart. Like, I'm really getting, like, a lot more information from it. I don't know if it was me and you who was talking about my Mars being in Leo.
No, it wasn't. Okay, no, I don't you know weren't. Is it? About that with.
But Mars controls your aggression and, like, kind of like the way you have sex. My Mars is in Leo, which makes total sense. My mother was a Leo. Like, that lady was just always mad about something. So, of course,
I would say so. You have a naturally aggressive disposition towards romantic.
Aggressive disposition, and my Mars is in Leo. So, it's like, damn, double whammy. If I was raised by, like, a sweet little old lady, I mean, maybe it might be a little different. Maybe it'd be a little kind of balance. But my mama was a tough cookie. Like,
she what was her sign? What was her sun sign?
She's a Leo.
Oh, Leo. Okay.
I don't know her chart because she don't know what time she was born.
Okay.
Yeah. So, with me, I've learned that, like, I'm very black and white. Like, mm-hmm. it either is or it ain't. It's really no grayscale when it comes to my emotions. Either I'm with you or I'm, like, cold as
Titanic
water, as in my Beyonce voice. So it's just, like, pick and choose. And now, then when I get in my feelings, the problem is I have a Cancer moon, which controls your emotions and how you... So...
That Cancer moon is so dangerous.
It's very dangerous because I'm very moody. And I have a very rough exterior. And I'm very, like, hardcore on the outside. It's somebody in the room. The way... That was so cartoonish, the way you just did that. It's like off... Well, not... I don't want to say Nickelodeon. But it's like, you know, in cartoons where they be like, boom, and a graphics...
Yeah. Yeah. That was cool. That was on point, though. I thought you wanted me to stick my toes in some spaghetti for you.
I say all that to say, yeah, if y'all come to the show, our live show that I pranked y'all about... Sorry about that, by the way.
I was going to talk about that. Okay, we'll finish this first. Go ahead.
Come back to it. What was I saying? Basically, what I'm saying is I'm very hard and rough on the outside, but that's because I'm very sensitive. So I'm always trying to protect myself. I'm very emotional. That's why I like ballads and sad songs. I like to cry. I like sad movies. I like, you know, when I'm in my feelings. Like last night, I couldn't sleep. I had to literally journaling, by the way. Very therapeutic. Usually when I journal, I just jot something down, but this time I took time to like write intent. Something down in detail, and it helped me go to sleep because I was able to just like, oh, I just got it off my brain.
I love that.
So I've learned that about myself about dating. I don't know if that's positive.
I mean, it depends on how you use it to you, like for you or against you. Like I don't know. When it comes to like dating and shit like that, I don't know. I'm a crybaby. I'm a brat. And then my moon is... I'm a Sag moon. Libra rising.
Like every time you say that, I just make a face. Because I...
Yeah, because...
Until you say it again.
Because it makes sense. If you know me, probably... Like, y'all know I got a top three. Daisy, Blackberry, and Tara. They know my emotional outpours and how I am about fucking everything. And so, like, every time I'm doing something crazy, I'm like, oh, this is me Sagging out. This is me sagging out. This is the angry, pissed off part of me. But then also doesn't help. I'm a Taurus. So I'm naturally just like very like... That is a very interesting way to do that. That's creative. I've said that's creative.
I wish I had one of my cute lighters. But
That's the Aquarius in you, bitch. Real creative. But like, I just be like highly like emotional. I feel everything. And so like, I'm trying to get better at balancing that and how I display that. Cause like between us, whatever, between us squirrel friends, I was sitting here. I was sitting here.
Our listeners.
Okay. All 2 million of y'all. But I was like, this week, I kind of like, we was talking off the air about it, but I've been trying to make sure I put everything in line, making sure everything's good, making sure like I'm closing shit and making sure that I'm just like moving how I should move when it comes to emotional shit and relationships and shit. And so I had a situation and basically it was like time to close that chapter and just refocus and realign what I want. And I want to be a hoe this summer too. So I'm lighting my blunt to being a hoe this summer because these niggas ain't shit and ain't none of these niggas even remotely my type. And I only attract niggas that aren't my type who are, like... The guys that are my type are afraid of me. The guys that aren't my type bust in, like, the FBI at Diddy's house. Like, they're ruthless. Like, it's just everybody... Like, it's just... I don't even get a chance to breathe. And it's always them. But then I also... Oh, I thought that was... I'm like, bitch, what is that now? I love a good applesauce slurp. But, But it's just, like, I attract guys who are naturally afraid of me. Like, I'm very... Like, I'm stern. I'm stern until I like you, and then I'm a simp. And guys don't ever give me a chance to warm up to them. They expect me to come in just because they like me. They expect me to automatically return that type of affection back. And that's not how I work. I got to warm up to you so you get the soft shit. You ain't getting no soft shit until I feel like you worth it now. Because before, I feel like I spent so much time giving everything to niggas off-rip based off the fact that they're there. That they're giving me attention. That they're around. And I feel like a lot of guys don't fucking deserve that. Like, Blackberry and my friend Tara has tried to beat this over my head. Like, you don't always have to go above and beyond for every nigga. And I'm one of those people, I'm just like, well, if I don't go above and beyond for every nigga, how will that nigga know if I like him? And it's kind of like, I feel like niggas know if you like them. So you don't always have to go above and beyond just to prove that. Like, they did, some niggas like to milk that and take advantage of that. And I feel like because I can be a simp and I like you, niggas like to see how much milk they can get from this thick, lush cow. And so I just want to make sure that, like, going forward, that these niggas know, if you're not about to invest in me, I just might be a hoe. So, like,
this to be a hoe. I don't want to just, you know, write all men off, even though I think most of y'all are dumb. But I just know I need to protect myself. I need to go on about, like, dating, just putting me first. Because, to your point, I mean, if I like somebody, I get soft pretty quick. And I know that about myself. And I know me being soft, just based on history, leads to me getting hurt. So then right. I had to put the wall back up. Okay. And so one of you niggas changed my mind about the way I handle my emotions, I don't care. I wish I was an Aquarius rising, sun, moon, Venus, Mars. I wish Aquarius was all up through my chart so I could.
So you don't want to be well rounded.
I want to be an evil supervillain. I want people to hate me at this point.
I feel like people naturally hate you if they talk to you long enough. So I don't feel like you need all that full chart. But I just
was like, friends, JT.
I mean, we are Miami, but I just want to make sure that we're like you understand that, like, you have to be well-rounded. I feel like you're so well-rounded and you're such, like, you understand what you want to understand and you put attention to what you want to put attention to. So it just kind of like, you don't have to be such a hard ass all the time. Like, I feel like you're naturally that's your natural disposition based off just how, like, you've built yourself. But I like when you're soft. I like, that's why every time you're talking about your dating or those times where you have been like kind of like mushy over a guy, I'm always just like, oh, how sweet. Look at this fucking porcupine with a bow on his head. It's just kind of like cray.
And where does that get me? Nowhere. Let's jump
over niggas. Do you feel like it's a time where you just like give up? Like, I'm just done with this shit. Fuck this shit. Or, like, are you in a position where you feel like you could still, like, go out and venture for love? I mean, and you're actually interested? Day. Okay.
You know, okay. One day I want to do it. The next day I don't. You know, that's mm-hmm. why people who be messaging me on Tinder, they don't hear from me for a couple weeks. Because I once I'm out of the mood, catch me when you can, bitch. I'm in the mood now, so I'm replying to people. But
good okay. luck. And that's why I be like, let me tell you something, on them dating apps, when a nigga I really am interested in reply back, bitch, I drop my socials so fast. Bitch, I don't care when you log back on, this gonna be the first message you see is my fucking Instagram, so get your ass back over there, we can lock back in. Cause and people be afraid to try to give you that Instagram cause they be hiding shit, and I'm like one of the people, like, you don't really have to hide anything from me. Like, cause I operate on the wavelength of what timing are we on. Like, I don't care about what else you have going on. Like, if you're honest about it from the onset, if you're, like, telling me this is what's up and this is not what's up, I'll appreciate that more than having to try to figure out and guess or, like, try to, like, put, like, play Tetris with my emotions. I'm not playing emotional Tetris anymore.
Well, I was going to start with something else, but let's start with this. If somebody leaves a detail out or fails to tell you about something, is that considered lying? Like, is omission lying? Because you just said, like, I want to know what we are up front. If somebody's not totally being honest with what they're looking for, they're omitting that. And so do you consider that lying?
I consider that more manipulation than anything. Because I feel like if you, like, people know what you're asking, they just hope that you're not aware that they're aware. People are very aware. Like, everybody's like I talk very clear. I will send you 6 text messages full of details to make sure you understand every fucking word I gotta say. So there is no confusion. And so there's no way for you to play stupid. Oh, I will. And I will call that phone too. Bitch, don't play. I like very clear communication. And so I don't like giving people space or opportunity to try to play in my face. And if you give somebody the opportunity or space to play, they will play. Because, nigga, you know you fucking with 30 different people. You know that this is going on. You know, like people, a lot of times, this is what a lot of guys do. They like your energy, but they don't like you. They like what you bring to them, but they're not interested in you bringing it to them. They pick and choose different parts of you that they want to take from, and they will milk that shit. They'll take from that shit. No, I don't like none of that shit. So what's going on? What are we doing? Because I know me. If I want to invest, Papa gonna invest the bag. Papa gonna drop some Papa gonna give you everything you needed and you wanted, but I can't be overdoing my part anymore. And I feel like a lot of times I overdo my part. So, what about you? Do you, as an Aquarius?
I'm not gonna sit up here and act like I've never omitted things. Okay, there are some things that I think need to be omitted. Like for instance, if you are best friends with somebody, and I come into the picture and you and your best friend fucked, I don't need to know that. Okay, don't tell me. Take it to the grave. Please do not tell me, because I don't want to know.
Ever.
Because I'm not gonna tell you. If I freaked on one of my friends and they around and we just friends and we not on that type of time no more, I'm not telling you. I'm also not making this a clip because I cannot have my hoes in my business. But what I'm saying is, for those
I was wondering, who are listening, I was about to put my wood down. I'm like, maybe I should put this down so we don't get it fucking clipped.
I don't want to know if you and your best friend fucked. So some stuff can be. But
sometimes the best friend be the one who feels type of way more so than the guy you actually dated. Like the best friends in the game.
I don't want to know that either.
Yeah, but the thing is, sometimes you feel it though. I've been around best friends, gay guy best friends or whatever, that have messed around that I wasn't aware of, but I wasn't like in tune with it at the time. And I was just like, why does this person just dislike me for no fucking reason? Oh, cause y'all it's fucked definitely, before.
It's definitely got some it. Some Noah's Ark shit. I forgot the Noah's friend's name, but his best
Michael.
Friend was in love. Was Michael? Was in love with him all the way up until like the wedding, and like, come on, like. So I mean, if your friend is like that, I mean, I feel like you probably should, or maybe they hide it very well. Maybe you will never know.
But my thing is,
if y'all ever messed around, I don't need to know, because that's just some information. Because I'll never be able to be okay with y'all being around each other. So let's just not even. So is omission lying technically? But it's a lie by way of omission, so it's kind of like a different kind of lie.
Okay, so it's kind of like if you go on the stand and I ask you a question under oath and you say, I plead the fifth. I'm omitting the fact. I'm not saying that I didn't, or I'm not saying that I did. I'm just not speaking on that.
It's more, okay, so like if, well, yes, but it's like, okay, so somebody asks you, did you go to the store today? And you say, no. They was like, but I saw your car move. I was like, well, I didn't go to the store. But I actually went to a nigga house to get some dick.
Okay,
he asked me if I went to the store. You didn't say nothing about me going to
very work. Specific.
So I omitted the fact that I went to another nigga house. You know, so it's just like.
And the nigga house happened to be right next door to the grocery store. I just parked my car over there because they like to sell where he parked at. So I made it work for me. Can you imagine? I would have been like, yes. Now, yes, I did.
Omission is also, it's that thing where I said, like, where you just don't volunteer the information. It's also that thing where you said, where it's like, you know what I'm asking you and you're purposely not answering it. That, to me, is the issue. Like, if I'm asking for information and you know that this piece of information that you're omitting could help me solve the issue right now, and you're choosing not to do that, just know there's a spot for people like you in hell.
Yeah, and the hell is called Ken Lush's fucking, world.
Torture chamber.
Okay, because listen, the minute I feel like I recently had this issue happen to me, I swear to God, like I was asking a guy, I'm like, so are you and this girl like dating? Are y'all talking? Are y'all fucking? Yada yada yada. What the fuck the deal is? Because me and him have been hanging out. Yada yada yada. So one day I was like, I'm about to come over to your house and get all my shit. Like I want all my shit back. Give me everything, and I'm gonna give you your shit back, and we can just call it one. You know, when you get to that point, you're very serious. And so I go over this nigga's
house. Shit at my house, but go ahead.
Oh, I have no problem. I would say, look back, look behind me, y'all.
I think the first, whoever is the first nigga that make it past the talking stage, I'ma start leaving socks and drawers and stuff.
Oh, I can't wait to get to that point. Like, I'm ready to be at the point where a nigga got the spinning night bag, and he got, like, he know where to go put his toothbrush, he know to go where to put his shoes at, he know how Wolfgang act. I'm ready to get to that point of dating, and I don't see it happening anytime soon, because I just really cannot commit to the idea of committing to any of these fucking niggas that are currently roaming the earth around me. Like, they're just so, just not it for me. Like, it's just, I'm just so bored with niggas.
Us, babe.
Oh, I'm 100% sure I'm the problem because I have very particular tastes. I'm very particular. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. I know what I stand for, and I know what I won't stand for. So it's just like when you come into with like situations with a clear idea of what you're looking for, it's hard for someone else to really change or mold how you're thinking about the situation. Because I know me. I'm coming in. I'm a vibe. I'm gonna see where it's gonna go. If I like you while we vibing, you gonna know if I like you while we vibing. So I just like, let's keep it real.
But what was going on with the boy?
What boy?
Bitch, the boy.
Who house I went over and I took all my shit back? Because he was sitting there. Sorry, I got sidetracked. Because, okay, so I pulled up over his house and I'm like, because I had already went on the girl Instagram page and watched her stories. I know what her car and everything looked like already. And so I pulled up over his house and the girl's car is outside next to his car. And I'm looking like, so I can't come in? He like, nah, I can only be outside for a couple minutes. Why you gotta be outside for only a couple minutes? What's going on? Bitch, I kept that nigga outside for 2 hours. You are not about to play with me. She gonna have to be upstairs waiting. I don't play those games. And so, like,
you one of them bottoms who be making, like, videos on OnlyFans. Yeah, his girl was upstairs, but I had to give him head in the car real quick.
It's really on Twitter. So, I like to try to just keep everything very upfront. I like, most of my freaky Twitter videos are actually, like, yeah, that is the caption. So, yeah, I am that girl, I guess.
Well, on the opposite side of omitting stuff and lying, could you see yourself being in an ethically non-monogamous relationship? Because that is something that I've stumbled across. And I feel like we might have talked about it, but if we have, you're hearing it again. I don't recall.
We got more facts for you, bitch.
You know, I'm coming across this on the apps where people are in relationships, but they're on these dating apps and they are calling it ethical non-monogamy. So just for those of you who don't know, ethical non-monogamy is a relationship structure where all involved parties consent to have multiple romantic or sexual relationships with honesty and open communication. Unlike cheating, all actions are above board and ethically conducted with respect for everyone's boundaries and feelings. So could you see yourself in that type of relationship where, you know, you guys are very open, you communicate, you say, hey, babe, I'm going on a date tonight. And it's like, all right, babe, have fun.
No, because what if I'm like, what if you have a date and I don't have a date? And then what if all my dates cancel and your dates don't cancel? So I'm going to stay at home by myself. Are you going to cancel your dates? No, I doubt you will, because you probably didn't chop it up with them. But I also, like, in that type of situation, I always think, like, you have to be really secure in your own position in that person's life. You have to, like, know, like, regardless of anything else, this person's coming home. And it's just kind of like, I don't put that much faith in a nigga to think that nigga's coming back automatically. Because what if he get over there and he have a fun time? He like, bitch, this is like fucking Disney World over here. I don't want to deal with those problems. I don't, and I can't share properly. Like, I can do the threesome thing, like, or like, I've had guys, like, watch me hook up with other guys before that, like, that's normal. But I just, like, being
in a... I think that technically falls under the umbrella of ethical non-monogamy because y'all...
But we weren't in a relationship. We okay. were just, like, messing around, and he was just like, what you doing? I'm like, I'm about to go suck some dick. He like, I watch, and I said, come on. And so he came, he watched. But, like, my boyfriend or, like, my, like, guy, like, I'm heavily involved with being, like... Like, I can't imagine telling a guy that I really, really, really like that I just went and stuck some dick before I talked to him. I will automatically, like, I will be freaking out in my head. Like, maybe it takes, like, a certain type of, like, brain control or, like, mind-fucking to do that. But I just can't, I find it almost disrespectful, if that makes sense.
I think it depends on the people because you have to be very emotionally mature and secure to be able to handle something like that. And a lot of people, I've heard people talk about being in ethical, non-monogamous relationships, open relationships, and, you know, all those types of open relationships where there's more than two people involved and everybody's aware.
Yeah.
They say that, like, jealousy doesn't disappear because you decide to be in this type of relationship. Like, you still get jealous, and y'all still need to have conversations about those types of things. So I think that's where the open communication comes in. Like, you have to be a very communicative, very adult being to be able to handle something like that. With that being said, that's not for me. If we're going to be ethically non-monogamous, we might as well just be fuck buddies. Because if my feelings are involved... and you know, you got a date tonight and I don't, I'm gonna be pissed off. So we might as well not even go down this road, baby.
Oh my God, can you imagine, like, your nigga, like, you sitting at home, you lonely, bored, like, you missing your nigga, and you look on his Instagram story, he out getting twerked on by a big booty
He posting cocktail boomerangs. Who that hand is holding that drink, nigga?
And why they nail so nice?
Yeah, so I can't do it. I learned that I'm more of a jealous person than I have. Not jealous and, like,
controlling.
When I think of jealousy, I think of like snapped, like somebody is like, you cheated on somebody and then like they kill the ex and they kill you. Like, that's what I think about.
Sounds good to me.
But I mean, it's normal. I think it's human nature to be jealous. It's like, damn, am I ugly? You think I'm ugly? You hate me? Is that what you're saying? Oh, got it.
You can just tell me that. We're in an open communicating relationship. You can easily just tell me that you hate me. I will accept that just as much as I will accept that you're just fucking somebody else while I'm waiting, sitting at home watching reruns of Scandal.
If I catch you on Instagram with another nigga making boomerangs, you better come home and you better be prepared to walk to your next destination, because you're getting the fuck up out of here. Get your toothbrush, your plants, and your pictures and get the hell out my house.
I was watching a video earlier and this girl found out her boyfriend, I guess it was a skit. I'm so tired of these fucking skits, bro. Oh. I am so tired of fucking skits. Everybody want to be a skitter. Like, everybody want to skit all over the place. I hate it.
Skit all over the place is crazy.
Okay.
But you know, I don't mind skits if it's obviously a skit. I don't like the skits that they try to pass off as real situations. Yes. And they don't clarify this as a skit. Because it'd be dumbass people in the comments who cannot tell that this is a scripted skit. And they be like having a fight over it. I'm like, y'all, this is content. Like, y'all just.
Yeah.
But I don't like those. I like the ones that are, it's like obviously a skit, like a drinking type skit. Like,
if that's skit, comedy. Yeah, that's comedy. Like, you, like it's the overall tone is so different from the skits where they try to make it be so realistic. Like, I was watching one earlier and this girl allegedly called her boyfriend cheating and she shaved off all his dress while he was sleeping. And I was like, and I'm watching it, and I'm just like, you go, girl. You go. You shave that boy's head while he's asleep. I'm not mad at you. You do that. And then she tapped him on the shoulder. He woke up and he's screaming and he jumped up. I'm like, hold
up. That don't sound like it was fake.
That's what I thought too. Till he jumped up and started screaming. When he was still screaming.
Off my dreads and my sleep. You.
She faded him.
Catching a couple of charges that day.
He looked like Michael Jordan in 92 when she was done. It looked like Whoopi Goldberg just caught alopecia. It was terrible. It was bad. I was just like, I can't imagine. His dress were long. They were so long. And she just cut them off. And everybody, and I've like, after I watched it two times, I ain't even gonna lie, I watched it a couple of times. I was just like, there's no way she's really doing this. What a fucking, what's that Joan of Arc? You're a Joan of Arc.
My leg shaking. I'm getting mad just thinking about it. I don't like those types of things and pranks. Yeah, and it's just, now it's giving.
That's not cute. Violence,
so I might as well beat your ass anyway.
Period. Cause now if I'm sleeping and you come shave off my eyebrows, we're going to have a problem.
The good news is.
You can thread him for me.
A little bit and get his dreads reattached. So.
That's true. Like, but the way it's looking, he going to be growing them out for a long time like me. Because she gave him a bald fade. Even
with your length of hair, if somebody came with their dreads back, they can reattach it to your hair like that. With that.
Oh, yeah. He had less of hair than me.
I'm saying when they grow back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that. That's what a lot of people do.
After
a lot of people
get out of jail for beating her ass.
And he wouldn't be wrong, because that's assault. I don't care. That should be considered assault.
That's assault.
Yeah, like, nigga, I'm sitting there sleeping, and you cut off all my dreads. He was sleeping hard, too. And she just.
That's how cheaters do. They sleep so peacefully after they just got done fucking another bitch.
On a blow up mattress at that. On a blow up mattress in the guest room. Getting your hair shaved because you got kicked out the main bedroom and for cheating.
You know what I would have did? I would have put a little plastic bag over his face ever so lightly. Then I would have deflated the airbed. That way he would have suffocated under all the plastic. He would have just folded right on up in the bed and died.
So you say you're not going to be on Snapped, or are you plotting on how you're going to get on Snapped?
I watch so much Snapped, I know how to get away with it now, okay?
Oh, yeah, I do. I watch enough true crime. I know where to put the bodies at. Y'all never going to see it. Good luck.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
You had a story. What was you talking about?
I don't know. I have so many things I go through.
We was talking
I got to the end of it. The girl was at his house. And then I trapped him outside for 2 hours.
Yeah, but there was a reason you went into that story. It was so random.
Because he was lying about information. He was lying about different parts and omitting facts about whether he was fucking with the girl or not fucking with the girl. But nigga, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. You coming outside with basketball shorts on and her car is parked and it's cold. Kai went outside and I touched it. So she been here for a little bit. Don't play with me, bitch. And that's what I be telling these niggas. Find you somebody safe to play with. Don't come over here disrupting me. Because if I get disrupted, I'm stomping these hoofs on the floor. You gonna feel a tourist's wrath.
I think a lot of people just aren't scared enough of dying. Because you play with the wrong people, you will be a special on 60 Minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. You don't really want to play those type of games with everybody. I'm not that type of person. I be feeling bad when I step on ants. Even though I found out, I don't know if I said this last week. There are 14 quadrillion ants on the planet.
Species?
Not 14, 20. 20. 20 quadrillion.
Sheesh. They could take over the world.
Quadrillion is.
Yeah, they could take over the world. If they learn how to, like, stand up on top of each other, they could take us over.
You want to know something crazier?
No, tell me.
There's about 17 million flies per person on the planet. I think that came out to 136 quadrillion. I was on Reddit and I saw it on Reddit.
I love a good Reddit. I don't want nothing quadrillion except for dollars in my bank account, okay? Everything else, y'all can keep quadrillion up. Honestly, unless it's a quadrillion dicks.
Wait, you know what? Quadrillion comes after trillion, right?
I guess so. That would make sense. Trillion. Okay.
I never thought what came after trillion. didn't stop there, but I didn't know what it was called.
Right. I mean, I don't even... Is there something as a quadrillionaire?
No. Not yet.
Okay.
Jeff Bezos might figure it out, though.
I give him. He got the cheat code. He'll build up 6 more Amazon warehouses and get it by the end of the year.
Well, again, on the flip side of omission, what if you are so open and so honest that you tell your best friend that you have been in love with them and you have to express your feelings to them? I got this from Gerard Carmichael telling Tyler, the Creator, he was in love with him, and Tyler, the Creator, being like, whoa, you got too much dip on your chip.
too much dip on your chip.
What you think about? Have you ever fallen in love with a friend and have you ever expressed that to them?
Fall in love with a friend? No. Fall in love with a straight guy? Yes. And I always tell them, just kind of like to make sure we're on the same page. Friends are very weird for me because I don't make friends easy enough to the point where it's just kind of like, oh, I'm around you enough and I like you now. It's kind of like, I usually get bored of people really fast. So even if we are friends, I'll probably get bored of you. And then that's how I know, like, no. So no, I haven't been in that situation. But I'm also very cautious about, like, intermingling those type of things, because it gets kind of messy when you start like fucking around with your friends too much, and it gets kind of messy when you're like, your friends, sometimes your friends have access to your man a little bit too much and all that shit. I don't like none of that shit, so I like keeping everything separate. I like my friends to be my friends, my fuck buddies to be my fuck buddies, and
I think that's what I really need, a fuck buddy.
My nigga to be my nigga. I don't even like sex enough to have a fuck buddy.
I think that would be cool for me. I don't want to just say that on Tinder, but that's kind of what my bio is giving.
but you will fall. That's how you will fall in love with your fuck buddy, though.
And I would like it if it starts that way, because at least we know what each other's ecstasy face looks like, and we can cross that hump.
You keep saying that one part. Why are you fixated on that one part about the ecstasy face?
Because I feel like first of all, Wendy Williams raised me. Second of all, it's just, it's true. Like, once you've seen somebody in their most vulnerable state, like, the rest should be easy.
I think your most vulnerable state is, like, when you're sad or mad.
Well, that's another vulnerable state.
Oh, so those states don't count. You just rather see the old face.
I don't know.
More wholesome content.
I have fallen in love with a friend and I have expressed it to them.
How'd
that
go?
And let me tell you how that went. First of all, don't recommend. Okay, it's not a good thing. It never ends well. I mean, maybe
I'm not saying it's me, you guys, but it might be me. No, I'm joking.
Monique and her husband were friends for years before they, you know, got into a relationship and he became her daddy.
I don't mind that. I'll do the time for my daddy.
So it can happen. So my story is, this is like a mini confession. My story is, I went to grammar school with this girl from like third grade all the way up to eighth grade, and we went to the same high school together all the way up to senior year. Yeah, that's where the story is going. It took a turn, didn't it? Yeah, you know, I never let you know where I'm going. I'm just like, just
you see, that's why I slowly just un my words. Well, I mean, this still might count. Y'all both girls.
It don't, bitch. Anyway, me and this girl been friends for years. We got into high school. We did that little program. I forgot what it's called.
But Dare.
It's
the shirts.
It's the program you do right before you start freshman year of high school, like to like get you warmed up to high school. You do it during the summer. It's almost like summer school, but it's totally voluntary. I don't know. They did it at Brooks. I don't know if they did it at the hood suburban schools. I don't know. Anyway.
I don't know. I went to a private school, sweetheart. Can't relate.
Anyway. So we expressed our feelings for each other, me and this girl, and I don't know if they were real feelings, but I guess they became feelings, and we dated for like 6 days, and it ruined our friendship. And we didn't really speak until like junior senior year. We never really had classes. We never had classes together at all in high school, but we also mm-hmm. when we would see each other, we wouldn't talk. So
look at that faggot over there. He liked me, bitch. She probably like, girl, that's that girl that liked me over there. And then they look, they're like, who? Then this would be you walking down the hallway. Like, girl.
I wasn't really out in high school because I didn't talk to nobody. I mean, I wasn't in the closet, but nobody, I didn't have conversations with anybody to tell them that I was gay. So.
I mean.
I was out in high school, but not to my high school. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been out since I was 14. But in high school,
you were there without a title. You were just like the gay without a title, like everybody knew you gay, or everybody was just like, he's just living his life.
I was gay because people would ask me.
Oh, I mean, they asked my faggot ass too. So I mean, I think they just asked out of courtesy.
I still to this day get some people who can't tell I'm gay, and I'm like, girl, are your eyes working or what?
Nowadays, I think most girls don't care because they know the girls like the other girls like to get fucked in the booty with plastic dicks strapped to their body. So
by the way, I found this girl on Instagram.
Queens. Oh.
What's her name? No, I like her. But I'm talking
about like Queen.
On Instagram. I was posting on my story last night. She got a song called Mrs. Penetration. It's a vibe. Y'all should go look it up. I forgot the girl name. I'm gonna put it in the description if I find it.
It's almost like Kama Sutra? I don't know, something like that.
Just look it up on Instagram right now. But anyway, cause she liked the pig. I love watching straight men get pegged. It's just something about a masculine man, or like a, especially like a big buff nigga with a plastic dick in his ass from a woman. It's just so erotic. I think it's so taboo that it's like hot.
That's how I feel when I'm like eating a straight nigga's ass and I know he's not used to it. I'm like, oh my God, I know you are just not. Oh, that's a story. That was the story I was going to tell. Oh my God. I'll do a confession real quick since we're near the end anyway. So I haven't talked to this guy, right? And then I went over his house. And he was like, yeah, we can just like chill. And like, then we can go in my room. And he was like, yeah, my room's open. Like, it's just like open, like just some stuff in there. And so I go over his house, we're watching movies and shit like that. We're chilling. I start sucking his dick. And he's like, you want to go to the room? I'm like, yeah, we go to the room. So I go to the room, right? He opens the door.
Was his room and ready? It's
just, no. It was just a comforter on the floor. Just a comforter. Just a comforter right there in the center of the floor. And I was just like, you said it was open. I didn't know you meant this open. I didn't know.
Meant empty.
I didn't know we were doing like words that are almost the same, okay? But I still sucked his dick and I ate his ass and I had him moaning and I fingered him. And so, but it was just, I was caught off guard because I've never had like a blow up bed situation almost. And so I didn't even get to the blow up bed situation. I went beneath the blow up bed. I went to the sheet on the fucking floor situation. So I was thinking about that.
I mean, I've had to sleep on the floor. I've had to sleep on air mattresses. But one thing I did not do is ever have company in those situations. I mean, I was
exactly,
and I wasn't in my own place in those situations either. So the company wouldn't have been there any fucking way.
That part, so we could have stayed on the fucking couch.
That's why I'm saying people need to have their priorities together. If you ain't got a pot to piss in, you don't need to be swiping on Tinder. You need to be swiping on Indeed.
If your room smells like shit, you shouldn't be letting inviting people over there to come in your room.
You need to be swiping on what's that?
Molly the Maid.
Amazon and find you a blow up mattress at least before I come eat your ass. Now okay. That might be
sex though. It was very good. Like I didn't. We didn't have sex, of course. I was like, you know how they say type of bitch is good. So. Broke dick is the best dick, and I was telling somebody that earlier this week. I'm like, there's like broke dick. They fuck you because they have a point to prove. They're trying to get you to stay around. They're trying to tell you that you should invest what you have into everything that they don't have, and they're always big. The broke dick is always big. It's always big. It's always meaty. It's always healthy. It's always fat, succulent. That broke dick could do it for you.
The girl's name is Nasi Rima, all one word, Nacirema. The song is called Mrs. Penetrate. We're not playing no more songs because we damn near got
big on YouTube. But okay. I'm selling coochie. I'm selling coochie. I'm selling coochie.
Speaking of dicks and coochie, let's get into our favorite segment.
Oh, rate that dick. Wilkin, you better race him. Every time this baby come on, he jumps up. Wilkin, you know what time it is, too? You know what your pop like?
So, we got a lot of dicks. We're only going to rate a couple. Thank y'all for sending your dicks in. If you want to send your dick, send them to our DM at boysnextdoorpod on Instagram. Or you can email them to us at askboysnextdoor@gmail.com.
That is so funny.
Today's dick is going to come from Q.
Okay, Q.
Did not say how big it was, but it is pretty big.
It's fat. I love the head. I love the color of this dick. It's like it gives me toffee nut. It's a toffee nut color. The head is a little pinkish. It got a little pink head though, but it's not like super pink. But it's like it's definitely not the same color as the base of the dick.
It has like a pink undertone for sure. But it's
yeah,
for sure, like
with like definitely like that rosy brown. That's like a really good rosy brown. It is a rosy brown. Love his nail bed. He has like I love his fingernails.
Oh, I'm so glad you pointed that out.
Love it. I like the shaving of it. The only thing that throws me off is I don't like the underwear pulled to the side. We're gonna get there. I like that if it's two pictures. If you're sending this, I like to see the second picture so I can see the balls galloped underneath the underwear being pulled to the side. Because I'm a ball guy. I love balls. So I really, really enjoy this. I really like the size. I really like the disposition of it to his thumb. Like, it looks like it's such a, like the from the front. This is such a minute detail.
Rest on the head.
Yes. Like, the thumb is just there. And I'm really big on seeing dick pictures. Oh, I'm so sorry, YouTube. I'm really big
on
seeing dick.
Cut that out.
I know it's I talk with my hands, so I don't know how else to fucking hold it.
Hold it straight, girl.
I'm trying. And so, I like that part. I don't like portrait mode is so tricky when it comes to dick pictures because it can add and make you focus on the fucking dick. But I like seeing the feet. I like seeing the socks. I like seeing all that shit, like, at the bottom. And so it throws it off. But other than that, this is a really good dick. What do you think? Ooh.
I do like it. I do like the color. It's very dark. You can't tell from this picture, but it is curved.
Ooh.
It goes down. That's just whatever.
I was saying, how do you know this detail? No, I'm joking. Oh, this one of the friends with benefits.
It's very girl, I don't know what you're talking about. It is, if I could describe the size, I would guess it would be like around 8 or 9 inches. It's definitely like a two-hander. Maybe like there's enough room for a whole nother hand down there, girl. If he move his hand up, there's a room for another hand.
It's a room for a hand and like a half. That is not room. His hand is pretty big right there, and that covers but like the full.
His hand is not all of it. His finger is not all the way at the tip of his dick. If he moves his hand up, there's room for another hand.
Barely, bitch. Barely. If he has my hand around his dick, it'll probably be another room for another hand. His hand, that's a big hand. That's a big hand.
I'm not.
That no.
Well,
he slaps ass good.
It is a slap. Yeah. I don't want to be biased, but it is a 5-star dick for me.
I'll give it. I know. Oh, I know. I'll give it 4.5. Okay. I took off half a point just for the just the picture in general. I just don't like the portrait mode, really.
I think we need to start rating the dicks and leaving everything else alone.
Well, bitch, we did. Bitch, you just doing that because... No, bitch. Because this is what we've done with every other fucking picture. We rated everything around the fucking deal. We're not about to switch it now.
That's all, bitch, I'm saying.
They okay, bitch. It's literally like... It's fine. But it's literally like...
we genitalia.
Bitch. Okay. So, whatever.
I'm gonna give it a 5. It's thick. Next up, we're going to do. Oh, look, the other one came back at the end. Next up, we are going to do. Let's.
We got a myriad of them.
Which one you want to do? Let's do Don. I told Don we was gonna do his. Don sent us so many dick pics that we couldn't even add them to the notes. We just had to screenshot everything. this yeah. is, and Don sent us a video of him getting his dick sucked. So, just for size reference. This is also a very large dick.
Look at my face. This, you should know this is a good dick. Yeah.
Okay, so this, it's another big brown one. We get a lot of big brown around here. A plethora of veins. It's definitely hooked to the left a little bit or right. I can't tell. Or a little to the right. Really a hook, but it just like leans, like the leaning tower of pizza.
Leaning tower of brown cock over here.
The head is like a little lighter than a dick, but it's not pink. It's like, you know, brown like the last one.
What if I say rosy brown? Rosy brown. It's definitely a rosy brown.
It's big enough to go from his lap to the bottom of the horn on the steering wheel. Just to give you, an idea of how big it is.
That's hilarious. Like, this is a crazy dick. Like, I know we're supposed to leave, like, the fucking, like, background and shit out. This is what I'm talking about, okay? Look at those pictures. The same exact type of picture as the first one we looked at. The same fucking type. Look at the background. You can see his feet. You see the slides. You see the balls. You see, like, all that shit. That's what I'm talking about, bitch. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna add points to him. You know what? There's cum in one of these pictures. Oh, my goodness.
There's cum in all of them. That's what I'm saying. The details matter. They're, like, just focus on the dick, bitch. They're, like, just focus on the dick, bitch. So now I have to ignore all the fucking details. Which one do you want? Probably. Which one do you want?
First of all,
bitch, still.
Yeah, I like that.
This is perfect.
These pictures don't ever shave, but some of these pics are shaving.
No, and then the way their hair grows back, bomb! Like, you can tell, like, when it's just growing back. Like, this is a dick. I would probably, like, if I sucked it once. Like, one of my DDT has a dick just like this, and when I say I want to suck his dick every fucking other day, every fucking day. And I need to also know, right back in and tell us a sex story. Because I want to know. Because you have videos and shit like that. Your feet are nice. Yeah.
He also sent us a feet pic. His feet are very nice. If you want to send your feet, go ahead and send those too. I like to be the judge of those.
I let him take over for her feet. Oh my God. Yeah, this is nice. I'll turn it down.
I think the sound should be fine.
They're eating. Literally. Oh, he's... Okay, so a detail I noticed, because if you... Like, he's touchy while he's getting hit. I love when a guy is touchy while he's getting hit. Whether you're putting your...
like a little remote control.
Yeah, just play with me. Am I daddy's baby? Yeah, like, this is it.
Oh, speaking of babies, the person who sent the dick in last week, that slab we rated. So first of all, he did take that picture in 0.5. Now, he did follow up with some pictures. He didn't send them. He sent them, like, where you can only view them once. I didn't want to screenshot them.
Oh, okay, but, yeah.
I mean, I'll ask him the reason if you want to see him.
Yeah.
But when he took it in regular without the 0.5, it got even bigger. So I was just like, the 0.5 is not doing you justice. Like,
What did we rate him last week?
I gave him a 5. I think you gave him a 5. I think we both gave him a 5.
So we'll bump it up to a 7 now.
yeah, it is. It's a good thing.
His cum is so thick.
The problem is with the guy from last week. He's 23, and you know that automatically took him down a couple points. But like I said, Drea.
No, cause my girl Mona said I can get him, so I'm getting him now. She said it is okay. I'm here with it, bitch. She said it's okay. She was like, she was talking about the Drea situation. Shout out, call me white girl.
You know, I saw a clip of that.
Yeah. And she was just like, I'm knocking him down. Come over here. She was just like, you know how she is.
You know, at 23, like, we can't talk about nothing. But with a dick like that, ass is the only thing that needs to be talking, though.
Yeah, you can make this ass talk. Come on, ass talk. Bitch, that is crazy. Yeah. You so far, I've been giving you, you are the Rick That Dick champion right now for me. I give you the crown, Don.
He sent in a lot of evidence.
Yeah, you sent in an ample amount to prove a case. Oh, sorry. Ample
this
amount.
Taking points off of the background and stuff was a joke. Because Don today DM'd something to us that I didn't want to see. And it had nothing to do with anything. It was I don't even want to say
what was it.
So Don, if you're listening to this, I'm taking points off for your behavior in the DMs because I didn't care. That's not something I cared about, sir. This is a nice dick. It's a nice feet. So
okay, I'll give it a 5. Damn, Don. I give you a 7 out of 5.
You're just gonna break the Richter scale. I know that's right.
Yeah, him and the guy from last week are tied.
But you remember that one that we did that we couldn't video? That was up there too. I think
he. Oh, the slab! That was the slab too.
I think we should do a full ranking one of these days. We gonna have to do like a pyramid or whatever you call them things, like a, you know.
I love Grams. Oh, come on, March Madness. Oh, bitch, it's gonna be brackets, baby. Let's put the brackets up. Like
that's what I was looking for. Yeah, brackets.
Yeah. So far, well, you guys have not disappointed these last 2 weeks. Good for y'all, you guys.
Send your dicks in. Send them to asboysnextdoor@gmail.com.
Send them.
Make sure y'all tell us what name to use because you might slip up and make me say your Instagram name or something. I don't want to do that if you don't want your business out there like that.
We
want some of your business out because you're sending me your dick pics. I love this job.
This job is so easy. This is the easiest job in the world. Other than probably like, I don't know. There's nothing better than looking at dick for free. But also, like, we're going to be doing this probably a little differently soon where we're going to actually probably have to, like, have y'all, like, sign, like, release forms and everything just to make sure legally that it is okay because this is, like, a business, you know? We're professionals. Well,
what they're saying in the somebody literally just sent us a dick pic and said rape my dick. I feel like that's enough consent.
You're right. That is, but still, but like, if, you never if know.
You don't show your dick on Patreon, you might have
to. Yeah, and y'all see how I like I'm flimsy hands. I get real. What did you say last night?
Banned on YouTube, right?
That
right.
Part. Shut up, bitch. And like you, soon, what did you?
Right, right.
Bitch, they sent. What did you say? They sent it to us. That's consent. But still, I just want to make sure we cover our asses. And if we do a Patreon, this is something that people are, like, trying to see and want to see. And if you're submitting, we don't know if you, like, you're comfortable with it. So we just want to make sure on our end that everybody's comfortable, everybody's consenting all the way, and that it's not like a you send now, you regret later type thing. So I'd rather you fully commit and knowing what you're committing to and us going from there. Because we love looking at y'all dicks.
Did you want to squeeze in another topic or are we done?
We can. Let's squeeze one. Squeeze it out. Let's. I forgot we got separate shit now.
Let's do one of those situations. Do that first one.
Oh, God. Okay. So, y'all know, Twitulation is when I find interesting things on Twitter that I want to bring in front of the cul-de-sac and just get y'all opinions on them because I find them interesting and I think you guys might too. So, this week I have a Twitulation from Really Jabadi, and that's RealyJabadi on Twitter. And his tweet says, being masculine on pictures and feminine in reality is also a catfish. Do y'all agree? What do you think?
I don't think it's catfish. I think it's simply duality. Like, you know, I'm not the most mask-presenting person, and I'm not the most femme-presenting person. But if you go on my Instagram, I'm not, like, I don't look like a feminine person from my pictures. That's just not how I take pictures. I mean, if you scroll through the carousel, I'm going to slip in one with my heels on or something like that. You know what I'm saying? But like,
a little razzle-dazzle.
Because duality. I don't think that's catfish. I just think it's fashion. People pose all the time. Like, it's just poses.
Okay. So, for me.
Now, here you go with your gay bashing. Come on.
No, I'm about to self-bash. Because I always, like, consider myself, like, I don't consider myself anything, in a way. Like, I don't consider myself hella feminine. I don't consider myself masculine. I just consider myself me. And, oh, God, I'm trying not to cry. And so, like, one thing I've always, like, struggled with is trying to find a balance between that where I feel comfortable enough with myself and I'm also embracing everything that I am. I know I have so much feminine energy in me. I know I have so much masculine energy in me. And sometimes I'm just like, I want to, like, I always feel like I struggle trying to find a happy medium between the two where I'm able to express both in a way that feels natural to me. Like, I went through, like if you watch the Kinless Journey of Life, you've seen me do, like, hair. You see me when I had leggings on. You see me, like, where I'm just, like, I've done everything because, like, that's just who I am and what I've always wanted to be. I had a conversation with my dad. Like, maybe, like, it was, like, when I had a breakdown. That one day I called you randomly. And I was having a breakdown. My dad was, like, just called me. And me and my dad, we don't have the type of relationship where we're just, like, I won't say, like, that's, like, my big brother almost in a way. But, like, that big brother that went away to college and you see here and there, but y'all talk all the time, but it's just, like, y'all bond is cool. It's cool. And so, but I always felt like that was because, like, I felt like he didn't understand who I was all-encompassing. Because I feel like parents always have this idea of who you should be and what they want you to be and how they feel like you should reflect them out in the world. And so, like, me and him was talking last week. Oh, well, that wasn't even last week. It was a minute ago. We was talking. And he had mentioned to me, like, one thing my dad always, like, that when I told him I was, like, we talked about this on, like, our Pride episode last year during Pride Month. He always told me, like, K, I don't care what you do. Just make sure none of these niggas play with you. And so that always sticks in my head, and that always sticks in my head. But I feel like on a grander scale, that was like kind of like the gist of it. Like, he met my ex-boyfriend. He was aware of my ex-boyfriend. He liked my ex-boyfriend. He hung out with my ex-boyfriend. My dad has always wanted to be around in my life, like in a bigger role. But I feel like I put a block between him being in my life and how I accept him in my life because I feel like he couldn't accept everything that I was. So we're having a conversation, and he's like, I didn't understand you when you were younger because I'm trying to remember exactly what he said, but it was along the lines of he didn't understand me when I was younger because he couldn't see everything that I was supposed to be. And now he sees everything that I am, everything I'm supposed to be, and he sees I'm not supposed to be like anybody else out there in the world. Like, I wasn't supposed to be like anybody else's son. I was supposed to be like me, his son. And so, like, hearing my dad reconfirm and just, like, tell me that, like, I'm doing something right with how I'm presenting myself and how I feel about myself and my confidence, what I wear, everything like that, was just probably, like, the most amazing thing ever. Because it was just, like, I don't care what anybody say. You look for your dad's approval. I don't care. You look for it. And hearing my dad approve of, like, not only me being gay, but like how I dress and how I carry myself, because y'all see me. Like, if you ever talk to me, this is just how I am to everyone. Even my mom. Like, when I'm talking to my mom, I'm very much the same person. Like, I'm like, if she says something, I'm snappy at her. If she does something, I'm like me. And that's just how I've had this relationship. And so it's just like having my dad recognize who I am and what I am, and reconfirming that I'm okay with it, and asking, am I okay with how I feel about myself? I don't care, top masculine verse bottom, whatever, girl feminine, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Are you okay with who you are at the end of the day? Are you okay with how you show up in the world? Are you okay with how you show up in your friends' lives and people around you life and those you say you care about life? Are you okay with that? That should be the only fucking thing that we should be fucking focused on. If you can't wake up in the morning and love who the fuck you are, whether you're a feminine, masculine, anything in between, you have some things you need to work on that does not involve the world. It involves you, your four fucking walls in your fucking room, and a lot of fucking reflection. Fuck this masculine, feminine shit. Present yourself how you fucking want to present yourself. The people that see you will see you. This week, so many people came up to me and they were giving me compliments. People I don't fucking know, who I don't think fucking pay attention to me. People see you. Present yourself how you are. Everything else will figure its fucking self out. Trust me. It will figure itself out. If you fucking want to wear leggings one day, fucking wear leggings one day. If you fucking want to wear a snapback and a fucking blazer, you fucking do that shit. That's what you feel like. Show up how you are. And that's one thing I always regret about my last relationship too. Cause I feel like my ex felt like he couldn't show up as how he wanted himself to be. And so I feel like I could have showed up different for him to make him feel more comfortable, and I didn't do that. And so it's like you learn and you gain all this knowledge and these bits and pieces about who you are and how you show up. And when you get these pieces, reflect and do the work, and then go out there and present who you fucking are to everyone. Nobody can tell you who you are if you know who the fuck you are. Know who the fuck you are. We have to know who the fuck we are. Period. Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry. I hate this fucking shit. It kills me. This is also why a lot of fucking men are DL. A lot of fucking DL men struggle with that fucking fact. They can't fucking show up as they are. Y'all gotta let us show up as we are. Bitches.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. Yeah. Thank you for sharing all of that. Just because it's very...
Sorry, I know. That was so long-winded. I apologize, y'all.
The thing is, like, and we talked about this offline, it's just like, the girls on Twitter don't be having nothing else to talk about. Like, nobody really cares if you look masculine on... Because what is even looking masculine? Like, shut up. Like, let's just...
It doesn't exist.
Find something else to talk about. Like, people... Again, like I said, it's just pictures. Like, if I want to... You know, there's this guy on Instagram who, like, is, like, really buff and, like, really fit. I'm talking about he is, like, you know, like, I think he's probably a trainer. I don't know, but he's Instagram famous or whatever. And he's very feminine. Like, so he has a feminine voice. Like, all of his mannerisms are very feminine. But he is, like, stacked. So you'll never really be...
Is it the trainer guy? Is he a trainer?
I think he's a trainer.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
He should be.
I know what you're talking about.
And so you're never really going to know who somebody is unless you get to know them. So no, it's not catfish if somebody presents as masculine in pictures and they are actually feminine. It doesn't make a difference, and it shouldn't make a difference, you know, on how you treat that person. I get it. Everybody's not into feminine people. Everybody's not into, like, masculine people. I just wish the gays would come to the conclusion that we're all homosexuals. And so it really doesn't matter at the end of the day. Y'all know I be pushing my bottom-on-bottom agenda, okay? I'm all about the lesbian action. So be here. Like you said, be who you are for your pride.
And we can pop the balloon on that. I hate that fucking shit. Oh, they are so fucking annoying.
I commented on one of those things, and I'm just like, whoever started this trend absolutely has a permanent place in hell. Like, it's already set aside. You're going to be in solitary confinement when you get down
it
there,
it is so
bitch.
Terrible.
Whoever came up with this. Like, people used to meet people at bars back in the day, okay? Now we're popping balloons. The bar is in hell.
The bar is below here. I don't know what's now, worse y'all than that. Want
the boys next door to come host one? We'll be there.
I was thinking that, too. I'm like, I'm open to hosting one. We'll hold the microphone and ask you guys questions. I feel like that would be a really good gig for us.
It's hypocrisy for me. But, I mean, yeah. We'll do it for a couple of views and a check. Yeah, but other than that, I think it's dumb.
You know, just like that bar, our morals are sometimes there, too. We spend most of our time staring at dicks. And talking shit about fucking niggas that we don't know and probably have not met yet. And so it's just like,
we don't have a that's what high ground to stand on.
No, we don't. Like, I still don't like it either. They're like, you nasty bitches. Now you guys want to have stances on shit.
Nasty.
Isn't that life? Nasty, silly, slutty hoe bitch. I combined like two songs.
Well, on that note, I think we should end the podcast. Thank you guys so forever. Much for tuning in. Yeah, we're never coming back.
Grand finale.
If you sent us your dicks, we're just going to take them to the grave with us.
after we beat off a couple of times.
If you have questions, confessions, dicks, feet, anything, advice, send it to asboysnextdoor@gmail.com or you can DM us. Follow us on Instagram and subscribe to us on YouTube. You can follow me at Blackberry.
You can follow me at Ken Lush, 2 H's, because we keep secrets in this bitch. Shh, like your dicks.
And the next time we come to this episode, we're going to have a gospel artist on here talking about the Lord. Thank you guys so much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.